Hello.
Hello.
Welcome
to podcast number 13.
It is I.
Oh my God. Number 13, that's an unlucky number.
Oh, it is 13.
It is 13. We are teenagers now. Go us.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I suppose we should introduce ourselves because no one knows who we are.
Well, I hope they know who we are.
No, they don't. They have no clue.
I'm Olivia Munn.
I'm George Lopez.
I'm George Washington.
Oh, nice to meet you, George Washington.
Thank you.
But no, it's Ben.
Si.
And Joey.
Cool.
Great. Longest introduction ever.
Yep.
And we didn't do this.
13 is unlucky. It's going to be the shittiest.
Oh, we didn't do the fucking.
That's okay. I don't think we did it last week either.
Oh,
we did because you made a fucking mess on my floor.
Speaking of mess, I forgot my wine bottle in the car.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'll be right back.
Nope.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Guys.
No.
You can't do this to me.
We can do it to you.
Yeah.
I'm suing you both.
What, for not enabling your alcoholism?
Yes.
Mm. It's not alcoholism. Time. They're called spirits. He's being spiritual.
Remember how I was bitching about how he was making a mess?
Yeah.
Well, he left the towel that he used on the ground, and we had ants all over the fucking fireplace.
That's your fault.
That's not my fault. That's your fault, because you didn't clean up after yourself.
I did clean up after myself. I left the towel there, because I don't know where the dirty laundry goes.
Put it to the sink.
Guys, I have a real question.
Yes.
Does that fireplace really work?
It does. It's a gas fireplace.
Why have we not used it?
I don't know.
Oh, that would be really cool as when we record our podcast on video. To have it in the background.
Make it look all professional and shit.
Yeah.
So sexy.
So seductive.
Speaking of sexy, what about my sleeve? You guys think it's sexy?
Yes, I got a tattoo over the week.
Joey, you haven't seen it, have you?
Yeah, I've seen it three times. Fucking ace, Si.
There goes the pop filter.
So we finally got pop filters, and Si's sitting over here knocking it over and shit.
You got that done on
Fuck.
Sunday,
no, it's
right?
off-center and shit. You gotta...
Shut up.
There you go. Okay.
No, it was Saturday. You got that on Saturday.
Does it matter?
Yes, it did. Saturday, yes.
Why does it matter? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't. I got it.
But that's cool. We'll post a picture, if
Yay.
I remember.
Meh. I want to wait till it's done before we post pictures.
Okay. So we'll
it's
wait.
Just the outline.
Awesome.
It's a big-ass outline, though. There's, a lot of lines in that outline.
So, this is the first podcast that we have the same number of people as we have number of mics. Except for the one bonus podcast me and Ben did, but that wasn't, a real podcast. It was only, 50 minutes, and it was just me and Ben. And
technically, we had the third mic then, didn't we?
No, we didn't have it yet. Mm. It was
And
the
then
mail.
We had one more podcast after that, which was the three of us, but we only had two mics. And then the next one, we had four, and we could only get three mics working. Oh. So, this is the first one we've had three working mics with three people on the podcast.
Yay!
That's some real professionalism there.
That is pretty professional, yeah.
And the pop filters?
Yeah.
Now it seems extra professional.
Now it actually looks like we're legit.
Yeah. My dad came in and was like, wow, this is nice. Thanks, Dad.
Thanks, Dad.
Shout out to Dad. Anyway.
Yeah, so I guess last week was kind of hectic because there were five of us here, but we never really talked about how I managed to get all three microphones working.
I thought we did.
We talked about it in the podcast.
Yeah.
So anyway... We all know that I spent an hour and a half working downstairs trying to get it working on that Windows computer and just didn't fucking work. And so after that, before the podcast, after that, I went up to my room and tried it on my desktop, because it's more comfortable there and shit. And it took me I was probably working a good 2 hours, did not work. And I gave up and I said, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to plug it into my Mac. Worked instantly. Didn't have to do anything. Just plugged it in.
We didn't talk about this because we were going to talk about how Macs are better than PCs.
Right. And with everything but gaming.
Right.
I mean, other than gaming, Macs are great in every way. And then, completely unrelated, my hard drive failed, or was about to fail. It gives you a little warning when your hard drive is about to fail, which is really cool. But Windows does that, too. Anyway, and so I got a new hard drive, which was really fucking awesome. It was $100, and it's half solid state, half hard drive. So it's a super fast terabyte drive, which is fucking awesome. And it was only $100. Anyway, I just put it in.
You want to put one of those in my Mac?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, oh, I don't know. Yeah, you still can in yours. The newer ones, you can't replace the hard drive.
Really?
Because they're already solid state. They're they're actually embedded onto the motherboard, which makes them even faster, but has the downside you can't put your own in.
Eh, well, whatever.
Yeah.
So you slid it in.
Yeah. So anyway, so I slid it in my Mac.
His Mac.
To download a new copy of Windows, because mind you, obviously the installation is on your hard drive.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it on a Windows machine, you have to go and get a CD and put your license key in and all that shit. On a Mac, when you start it up, you just hold down Command and N, and it downloads it from the internet, installs it, and you're ready to go.
No way.
Yep. Just like that.
That is awesome.
That's pretty neat.
didn't have to give credit card information or anything. I just signed in with my Apple ID. They know that I've logged in on that copy of it before on my Apple ID. And they just said, okay. And that was actually after they had already installed it.
Okay. It just said, okay.
It's like, all right. So anyway, that was awesome. And so I left my Mac again. So that's great.
What we didn't talk about last week that we talked about the last podcast was no pooing. How's everybody doing on that?
Still no pooing.
I'm no pooing.
You guys are both still no pooing? I gave up after like a week.
I've been about 3 or 4 weeks in no pooing.
Wow. Well, your guys' hair looks good. It doesn't look bad at all.
Yeah, all right. It almost looks like my receding hairline
is getting
better.
Since I started, though, I've pooed a lot less. I poo only about once a week.
Oh. Good. Good. So. That's good.
I don't poo anymore. Because when I do poo... Okay, we're talking about shampoo. This is so good. We're talking about shampoo. When I do shampoo my hair, it gets really light and frizzy and fluffy, and I hate that. And I even use conditioner. Like, it'll look real nice when I first get out of the shower. It's still wet.
Yeah, I'm kind of having that problem right this minute, actually.
Yeah, but when it dries up, it's like...
Yeah. All right, maybe I should stick longer than a week.
I haven't done it at all. I just rinse it really good. My hair still smells fine.
Yeah, I mean, and it's not like you're dirty.
I have the longest hair out of all of us, I think.
Yeah, I guess you do. That's weird.
I'm used to having the longest hair.
Me and Joey had this little stare off like, oh, you bitch, you have longer hair than me.
Nah.
I feel like I'm way closer to the mics than you two are.
No, I know. I'm pretty close.
No, I'm pretty close too.
Okay.
I got a solid like... I'm not even going to finish that. I'm not even going to finish that.
All right. Wow.
Got a solid 4 inches over here.
I've only got like 2 inches.
Or as most men say, 7 inches.
Is that how that works?
Yeah, something like that.
I never noticed the sticker over here.
And what? What?
The on stage stages or whatever it says.
Yeah, me neither. When we got the third mic stand, I saw it. I was like, wait a second. We got different ones. Apparently they all have it. I just didn't notice.
That's not weird. What you want to look at when you first get them. You're like, oh my God, we have mics there.
Woohoo! We don't have to hold the microphones. Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, something else we didn't talk about last week, which I don't know how the fuck we didn't talk about, is Titanfall's out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God, so much fun.
I didn't get it.
You didn't? You need to get it.
I know.
There are so... Well, actually, it's not on the 360 yet, so you need to...
Get an Xbox One or a PC.
Wait, we're going to get PCs. Maybe. Oh, yeah, which we're all getting PCs as part of my magical investment.
Yay!
And there was something else that... Oh, and we'll also have to get a Mac because...
We decided that we didn't have to get one because you and I both have
one. Right, because I already have a laptop, you're right.
We just need an external
capture card. We just need an external capture card.
For what?
For live streaming. Because on the PC or whatever, when we're doing Let's Plays and stuff, we can record the audio separate. Then we do the videos.
Yep.
And then I just sync them up at the end. But we can't obviously do that while we're live streaming because it's live.
Right.
So we need to record video and audio on the same machine.
Oh.
So we need to use a Mac for that.
Okay.
But we need a capture card, which is not a big deal.
Getting all this stuff? Because I'm excited for my new PC.
Because I had my first nice experience with USF. Part of being a college student and not being a billionaire is you get financial aid, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
And I just found out, because my sister's going to college this year, and she just found out she got some money from financial aid. And I was like, well, how the fuck did you do that? We're from the same family. We have the same income. And so I went on and I applied for financial aid this year. And I got... I'm not even gonna say the number, but I got an amount of money, and I said, "That's weird. I wonder if I got, because I filled out the same form I did the year before, but I didn't get any money last year." So I said, "I'm gonna go ahead and look back," and I ended up getting like twice as much money last semester as I even did this semester. And so I called up the school and was like, "Hey, it looks like I got this money, but I never got it. So what's going on?" And they said, "Oh no, we just need these two documents, and then you're fine, and then you can have the money from last year too." I was like, "Fuck yeah!" So that's actually where I'm going after this podcast, which gives us some awesome.
Damn,
startup money for this.
So much startup money.
I know. It's going to be great. So we'll be able to...
So our first like actual paychecks we're getting from here are all going to go to Joey.
Basically, yeah. They're all going to me, but I'm putting them right back into...
Right.
Yeah. But basically, I'm just going to pay off the computers and stuff we get, and then...
Yeah.
That's going to be awesome. I'm excited. When are we getting the computers? Today?
I wish.
Why not?
My only concern is I don't know where the fuck we're going to put everything.
That's true.
Like,
are we going to have, like, real, like, computers?
They're going to be towers. They're going to be, like, computers I have.
Okay.
Which, they're no jokes. So we need to find a place for them.
I was thinking about building a shelf downstairs and getting rid of the whatever that thing is down there.
Yeah, because we have, like, two cabinet things, like the dresser behind the couch and then the cabinet down there.
Oh, yeah.
It probably makes sense to nobody listening to the podcast. No. But yeah, so we're thinking get rid of those and then shove three desks down there, but it's going to be tight and it's going to get fucking hot.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be real hot. Because it's hot enough in Joey's room running the server.
It's going to be real hot.
Yeah, and the other problem is we don't have internet down there.
Oh, yeah.
But we can wire it down there. It's not too bad. It's only like $100.
We can get one of those airport extremes.
I have one.
You have one?
I have an older one. But yeah.
Oh. I was talking about the new one that like locks on and
the new Airport Extremes, I don't know how the fuck it does it, but it detects where your laptop is in relation to it, and it like beams the Wi-Fi stronger in that area, so it picks up at a longer distance at higher speeds.
What?
Yeah, fucking science, right?
Yeah. I want that.
See, there you go. Max being awesome again. I mean, it's not science, a Mac, bitch. Mac, but whatever.
Yeah. This is exciting. So when do we actually get the computers?
I don't know. Because I'm going to turn in the final paperwork today.
Uh-huh.
And then I get the money from last year soon, but I don't get the money for this year until like August.
Oh, so you're not actually picking up the money after.
No, but I need to get the papers in today so we can get the money ASAP.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know how long it's going to take. It probably takes a month. There is a chance I get it today,
yeah.
But I don't know. So yeah. Anyway, that's going to be totally awesome and great. That's okay. It's really hard to edit three channels. You can't. Like, the part where you edit the audio out, like, clip stuff and stuff like that, is separate from the part where you change volumes in the tracks, and it's, like, really fucking annoying. Yeah. And when you clip out parts, it's all one track, so it's hard to, like, cut one person out, and it's, yeah. So I gotta find a new way to edit shit.
Womp womp.
Yeah. So, in other news, I've been using OneNote, have you guys heard about OneNote?
No.
It's part of something that comes with Microsoft Office. And it's like a note-taking thing. It's kind of like Microsoft Word, but you can write down things anywhere. And you have, like, books. And then the books have sections. And then the sections have pages. So it makes it really easy to take notes about shit. So I've been using it for stuff for the gym. Like, planning out all the stuff for next year. Planning out the banquet. I've been using it for Frosted Gaming. Planning out our Minecraft server. Our podcast. The stuff we're going to buy with the money we get.
So basically, he's been using it for everything.
Basically, I've been taking notes on everything. It's so fucking easy. It's free on Mac. Free on Windows. Free on Android. And free on iPhone. And all of your documents sync between everything.
What?
Fucking awesome. I remember it came out on Windows like in 2003. And I started using it then, but I had a Mac. So it was like a pain in the ass whenever I wanted to use it. So I never really did. And now it just came out on Mac. Fuck. I just hit my mic stand. Fucking awesome. I love it. It's great. That's where I keep all the podcast notes.
So it's not like sticky notes from the Mac.
No, it's way better than that.
Oh.
It's like.
I don't like anything being
sticky. Because I opened my girlfriend's computer and she has sticky notes and. Literally,
yeah,
as soon as it starts up, her whole desktop is like, brrr, I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I kind of done that before, but now that with OneNote, it's easy to keep it organized. And plus, like on the page, you can write down anywhere. You just click and then you start typing and that's where it starts going. So you don't have to worry about formatting and stuff. You want to drag it around or whatever, you just drag it around. Pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah, makes life easy.
Gonna have to download that.
Yeah, it's free too. And if I was still attending class, I bet it would be great for taking notes.
Weird.
But I don't attend class, so yeah.
Time out.
Because all Joey's classes are online.
Well, they might as well be online.
I said time out.
I can
fucking listen to me.
Okay, sorry.
We can.
Well,
edit
you're right, because it is easier for me to just cut it out. Yeah, I know these pop stands are not the greatest.
Oh yeah,
they're all right though. They're doing their job.
Yeah, they get the job done.
I think we're good.
Maybe we can like make some weird thing where we like tie it up ourselves.
Probably. Zip ties. I think I might. Yeah, zip ties.
Yeah, maybe zip ties. I bet zip ties actually would work. Yeah. Okay, so anyway, back to whatever I was saying. Oh, I was talking about school. Well, yeah, I think we might have talked about this before, but all my homework I turn in online, and all the lectures are posted online, so, like, why go to class?
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Why waste a guess?
Yeah.
Because it is a long drive from here to USF.
Yeah, but I have some. Now that I just talked about a good thing I had from USF, I have to bitch again about my computer teacher. I've bitched about him all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So he finally got his software program thing installed on all of our accounts, whatever fucking thing he made that nobody needs. It's a compiler, which there's like hundreds of compilers out there that people have used forever. And he's like, oh, no, I want to make my own. It's a piece of shit. It doesn't even work. And so he finally installed it, and he crashed the entire fucking server. I'm assuming it's him. Somebody crashed the server, and now nobody can log in. Unless you do SSH, which I'm not even going to get into that. But there's like some weird roundabout way you can do it. And then you don't have, like, a desktop-looking thing. You have to text it all, like, type.
What a dick.
Yeah. And it's like, and then there's, like, kids in class, oh, well, you have to understand this doesn't all fall on him, other people. No! Then he shouldn't fucking require it for the class. I hate the people who, like, try to be the, well, I don't know what you would call
badasses.
It. Badasses? Yeah, like, the badasses, like, go against, because everybody's complaining, like.
Rebels.
Yeah, they're going, like, against the rebels, though. They're like, no, you have to respect everything the teacher's doing. No, the teacher's a fucking dumbass. He's doing a shitty job. Don't defend him because you want to seem like the good guy that's defending him. Fuck you. You're useless. And he's like, oh, it's great practice for corporate life when they make you do shit you don't want to. Then don't work at a fucking company like that. You're the reason innovation doesn't happen. Because you have to use some shitty-ass program that your manager that doesn't know programming told you to use.
I still have not used trigonometry in real life.
Me you know, I haven't used most of my
I'm
math
a programmer.
Classes.
I still don't use it. Yeah, fuck it. Right? I mean, I guess I use it on some level, but most of the stuff is just kind of managed for you. Mm-hmm. So
the only reason I actually use history is because I watch Epic Rap Battles of History. And I'm like, oh, I know who that is. Oh, I know who that is.
I learned history from Dr. Hill.
Well, no that's other use right? of history in my life. Except the History Channel, which also sucks.
Yeah, and doesn't teach anything about history.
Aliens.
Alien life. Yeah. When does that fall into history? I must have missed that chapter of human race.
They skipped over that book.
Well, everyone takes a drink break.
You know, a downside to these bop filters is I have our topic list on the laptop, like right in front of us.
So you have to look over it.
I can't see shit. Okay, good. We're still recording. That would have sucked if we weren't.
Yeah. Time to lube up my tattoo.
Oh, well, that's nice that you're doing it on the podcast.
Yeah. Well, now you can see what I'm doing. You can't really hear it.
No, probably not. I can see.
Yeah, you can see it, so you're probably like, I can hear that.
In other gaming news, Android and iOS is working on, not them specifically, but somebody's working on a cross-platform multiplayer between the two devices.
Nice,
that
finally.
Sounds fucking cool.
So, I don't really do any mobile gaming, but Ben dives into his phone all the fucking time, so he'll probably use that. So
I thought that was really... Speaking of mobile games, Avenged Sevenfold is making a game. Or the lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold, yeah.
Why?
Ben, what's his name?
Fucking clue. M. Shadows.
Thank you. God. You said the lead singer? Like...
Well, no one knows who the fuck he is.
I was going to say, I don't know who
he
is.
It sounded like you didn't know who he was. I was like, you bastard.
No, I'm just trying to help people relate.
But... Well, thank you, because I would have, if you told me M. Shadows making, I would have been like,
who the fuck is that?
I would have pretended like I knew who it was, but I wouldn't have actually known who it was.
But no, there's an article in Game Informer about it, and I just briefly skimmed over it. Didn't really take the time to read it, because I was in a hurry.
So you don't know anything about the game?
Other don't really know about the game.
The lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold is making it?
We can link dump it, because I'm sure I can find information on it.
Can. So yeah, read the link dump for Ben's lack of knowledge.
See, just know
Ben,
that I brought it
up. You're supposed to be the
up.
Number person. That's supposed to be you.
Yeah, there's no numbers. He's making a goddamn game.
You're supposed to be the all-around researcher, because I don't do that shit, neither does I.
Okay.
You're the only person who does it, so that job falls on
you. I just show up here, that's all.
So I shows up 20 minutes late.
I did not.
Yeah, you did. You were 25 minutes late.
Sorry. You said you weren't even here yet, so I was like, shit,
yeah, I said
that
at like 11:40. And as part of that same message was, just be there by 12.
I tried. I really did try. I even took the expressway all the way from, like, I spent like 2:25 just to get here.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Look at you.
Otherwise, I would have been like 45 minutes late, like I said.
We wouldn't have been able to do it, because I got to be at USF to turn those papers
in. I tricked these guys. I was like...
Well, we recorded
me.
It, so
oh, did
we're going to
yeah.
put okay. it at the end of the podcast.
Okay, well, you guys can listen to that, because it was pretty funny.
Although, we missed like the first like 15 seconds of the phone call, because I wasn't ready, but it was good.
But I was getting really angry.
Yeah, we were getting really angry, and then you're like, so it was okay, it worked out well. Plus, good. We got recording out of it.
Well, did you get the part where I said I was 45 minutes away?
Yeah, we got that part.
Good. That's all that matters.
Wait, I said 45. Well, we're not going to ruin it for
you're
anybody.
A piece of
don't,
shit.
Don't ruin it.
Also, in also. The gaming world.
Yeah.
SimCity 2013, you are now able to play offline.
Really?
Yeah.
Online or
it only took them a year.
Well, okay. Because here's the thing. It came before it even came out, when it was still in development, because that was when EA was getting real bitchy about their DRM shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, everybody's like, well, am I going to be able to play this game offline? And they kept giving like roundabout answers, and they didn't really answer it directly. And then they came up with some bullshit excuse, like the calculations are so advanced, you have to offload them onto the servers at EA to figure shit out and stuff. And it's like, and then we got the game. The always online sucked because their servers were shitty, and you know the server would go down. You wouldn't be able to play your single player SimCity game. And then slowly people started figuring out the computations aren't that big. Like the traffic is dumb, the people walking to houses are dumb. Like instead of going to a house like every day, they would just walk in a line and walk to the next available house. So every day they'd go to a different house, and then they'd all leave at the same time and do the same thing on the way to work.
Big computations.
So
there.
It was like the laziest way to program. And at the same time, they're saying, "Oh well, the comp or." What's the word? Computations or whatever are so complex that we need to send to servers. Like, well, what the fuck? That's not hard. And then you had modders come in and they're like, they found a way to like disconnect. And the problem was you couldn't save the game, but you could still play offline for as long as you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, so wait, if we're doing all these complex calculations off the servers, why can we stay disconnected for as long as we want? And so finally, after like a year and a half, they finally have enabled offline play. But now it's like nobody wants to play SimCity anymore because even on top of all that shitty DRM stuff, the game was broken. It was all sorts of bad.
Oh.
Like with all the calculator, all the like traffic stuff and the people working stuff, it was nothing like it was supposed to be. And it was like impossible to lose. Like, you could have, like, the most illogical city and still make money.
That's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I feel like I've been talking fuck way yeah. more than you guys.
Everyone's a winner.
But last podcast was the Psy show.
It was.
Psy just talked the entire time. Sorry. And then Joanna had her small conversation over there.
While I was talking.
While I was talking. Like, fucking Joanna.
Oh, my God.
delete. All right, I got to delete this channel. Fuck. Yeah. That's okay. We called her out on it, though.
So we did.
Okay.
Yeah, we did.
And hey, now we're calling out on it again, and I know she listens. So, Joanna, stop having your own little tiny conversations on the other couch over there.
Next time,
no
next
one
time
cares.
Next time she's on the podcast and she starts having her own little conversation, everybody stop talking and just look at her. And be like, oh, is your story more important? Because I was fucking talking!
Just like the teachers used to do in school.
Yeah. Well, fuck the teachers.
Man, I just hit my mic stand again. I am just all sorts of unprofessional today.
Yeah. What's going on, Joey?
I don't know.
It doesn't really pick it up too bad, just hitting the stand.
Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I can't find out the pattern.
Tell me this.
Definitely
picked it. It's like,
that definitely did. We're blowing out the eardrums of all of our listeners. What
did I say? Sorry. Did it again.
You did.
And you say, you know, that you sound like you're talking the most, but you guys realize that I really don't talk too much on these podcasts. I have, like, my witty little one-liners here and there.
I like to think Ben in his head is playing on his phone right now, and that's why he doesn't talk.
Oh, my God, Joey, you are on point with that statement.
But you're so wrong.
I brought my fishing pole
I'm listening.
Pole
I'm really listening to you guys.
I brought my fishing pole in my car, and yeah. I'm going to go in your backyard and fish.
All right, I guess that's fine. I won't be here because I got to go to USF.
Oh, yeah, never mind. Damn it.
I won't be here because I got to go to work.
I guess you can if you want. My sister can probably keep watching Riley. Oh, let's give my sister a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
She is watching Sai's daughter today. Cause,
yeah, good for her.
Riley's mom is on a cruise vacation thing, so Sai has Riley. And my sister was nice enough to watch Riley. Yep. She took her to the park.
Yeah, for a picnic.
Yeah.
Aww. Very nice of her.
Yeah. And she brought Fifi, too, which was also nice of her, so we don't have the dog barking in the back.
Yeah.
So thanks, Kelsey, or KP, or I don't know what the fuck you want to be called on the podcast.
K-Dog.
Yeah.
K-Dog. K-Millionaire.
Oh, let's talk about shirts and stuff again.
Yes.
Okay.
So I now have a real price list.
We have $25 hoodies, which is what Ben has on.
Well,
we
what?
Have $17 tank tops for girls, not for guys. And $15 normal t-shirts.
True.
And if you buy anything from our store, which is... sorry. Which
unprofessional.
I know.
Damn, Joey.
Which is store.frostedgaming.co, or .com, it goes to the same place. Anyway, you also get 1 month of sponsorship status for buying a shirt.
Sweet.
For free. Just as part of buying the shirt. There's no upcharge on the shirt. That's the price the shirts will always be until we get different types of shirts. But these specific shirts will always be that price. And you get a month of sponsorship, which at this point doesn't really do anything other than let people know that you sponsor us, which is great, and we love you for it. But yeah.
I was just about to ask, right? What does that include? Nothing. Oh,
it does have some special stuff on the Minecraft server.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like extra economy money and stuff. But
well, that'll help out the Minecraft people.
Yeah.
Did we actually get the economy set up?
I'm still working on it.
Damn it, Joey.
I'm kind of hoping to have it done by the time I put this podcast out there. So, yeah.
But our spawn looks really
good.
We
have this girl on the server from Australia. Her name's Zahara.
Did you put that on Facebook?
Yes, I did.
I saw that. That was badass.
She built that on our server. I gave her creative, which, by the way, is a secret. Sorry, I just put the secret out to everybody. But she deserves it because you saw what spawn looks like.
Yeah.
Holy shit, it's fucking awesome. Go Zahara. Or I hope I'm saying your name right. It's a username, so fuck it. Totally awesome. Go you. And good night, because you live in Australia and it's probably like 3 a.m. there or something. I don't know. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, probably.
She always comes on at like 11 o'clock at night and then just randomly sorry, my lunch break's over. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
But yeah, she always comes on during her lunch break too. It's really funny. But yeah, that's a hair. That's cool.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
So well, yeah, jump on our Minecraft server so you can check that out.
Yeah. Minecraft.frostgaming.co is the Minecraft server. Sorry,
I can't wait to get on this because I play Minecraft on 360.
Oh, it's nothing compared
way
to
better
PC.
On PC. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I haven't been able to play with you guys and I want to get on the server.
You
fucking should. Hate you guys.
Well,
I should, but don't I don't know.
When we get that, the money, we'll have a PC with Minecraft. We'll do all sorts of Minecraft Let's Plays.
Yay!
Which, although we need to find a fourth person that we can
rely on. We talked about
on.
This.
Yeah.
Black Chris.
Somebody who can be here and record on the same audio equipment that we already
okay,
have.
Okay, well, we need Black Chris to move down here.
Yeah. I don't know if he will.
He's not really black. I don't know if we've ever.
Yeah, his name
that.
Is actually Chris Black. Should we put his? Well, I guess we'll put his full name out there. Whatever. Sorry, Chris.
How many Chris Blacks are there in
There's
the world?
There's probably a lot of Chris Blacks.
Yeah, that's true.
We have a friend, Chris Black, who lives in a different state.
Don't say the state.
Although I think we talked about it in our old Minecraft Let's Plays. Anyway, whatever. If you guys try that hard, you could probably find him. That's okay. Anywho, yeah, his name's Chris Black. But in my old phone, the names used to come up last name first, followed by the first name. So he would always come up as Black Chris, and then be like, "Ah, it's Black Chris." You know, because Ben's real mature.
I'm so not.
Mature. So mature.
People always ask me how old I am. Sometimes I'm like, "Oh, hell, how old are you?" I'm like, "Oh, my birth certificate said it's 25, but
really, I'm 16.
Mentally, I'm 16.
Mentally, you're 6.
That would explain
that's
a
more
lot,
like it, yeah.
Because you and Riley have some intense conversation.
Yeah, we do. Seriously, we do.
Like, I'm sure you do. She's your daughter. It's normal. Well, although Riley's only 2, she's not 6.
She's 3.
Three. Yeah, I'm keeping track of your daughter's age. Yeah, go me. All right, so you remember how we talked about the Cine Bistro forever
yes.
ago? But one of the downsides is you have to be 21, and did we talk about that? You have to be 21, and I totally snuck in, but that's okay. I didn't drink anything, so it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah, you told us.
Yeah, and the other downside is like tickets are like $20 a seat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another movie theater up in...
Wesley Chapel?
No, not Wesley Chapel.
Oh, hey, look. It's finally something that's not in Wesley Chapel.
I know, right? Fuck, where is it by? Like, North Del Mabry.
Okay.
So it's like a 20-minute drive from here.
Is it called...
The Villaggio?
No.
No. This is called The Villaggio. Every seat is a recliner. It's an electric, so you just put it up and down whenever you want, so it's super silent. You can move it during the movie theater without worrying about bothering people or shit.
What?
Has waiters and waitresses that come around and deliver food before the movie. Then, and it's like, it's really good Italian food. Like, it's not just shitty movie theater food. It's good food. And then plus you got all your normal popcorn and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And the food is averagely priced. It is kind of expensive, but for the food it is, it's reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And the tickets are only $10.
Oh.
Yeah. It's actually cheaper than the normal movie theater. Plus you have the benefit of there being less people in the theater because the recliners are bigger. And you have feet rests. It's fucking awesome.
That's awesome.
So who's down for a movie date tonight?
I can't tonight, but I would totally be down for movies some other day. Because it's great. Just fucking awesome. And they do have alcohol for those that can drink.
Me! Yeah.
So.
Yay.
So shout out to the Villaggio, because that place is fucking awesome. That's where me and my dad go all the time now, because we go see a movie almost every weekend. So.
Look at you guys.
Yeah. We've done it for like 2 years.
Daddy-daughter
date.
That's
so cute.
Fuck you. And me and my mom go to lunch every Tuesday. So, hey, Mom. Aww. And Dad.
Mommy-daughter date.
Shut the fuck up.
All right. So, what's next? What do we talk about now?
Well, okay. You know how Coca-Cola always has the commercials, like, at the beginning of the movies? They don't really do that anymore. Yes. But do you remember for the longest time...
Polar bears.
Every time you saw a movie, the first preview was for Coke.
Yeah,
that's true.
For, like, ever. 5 years at least. Probably longer. Anyway, one of the commercials they have now is... And it really is... Don't know if I've actually seen it on TV, but I've heard it on like Spotify and Pandora, is they just say go to ah.com.
Oh.
How many H's? Ah.com? What do you put in?
A-H.
How many H's?
3.
That's the question.
2.
They've bought every one of the combinations between 2 H's all the way up to like 15 H's.
That's
no
so
way.
You type in any ah.com and it takes you to a different like mini game Coca-Cola advertisement.
No way.
Fucking genius. It's
that
great.
Is
and
awesome.
If you want to go to all of them, you just go to, I think it's ahh.com. It might be 3 H's. 2 or 3 H's. And then it takes you to a list of all the other websites you can go to. So you don't have to like figure out
that's
which ones
crazy.
You've gone to and haven't gone to.
Good for them. That's
fucking awesome.
Genius.
That was brilliant. Because that was always my instinct. When I heard the commercial, I was like, well, how many H's do I put in? So I had to go look. And then I found out. I was like, it doesn't matter. I can put as many as I want in. So whoever at the marketing department of Coca-Cola thought about that.
You need a raise.
You need a raise. A big raise.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Coke. Lifetime supply of Coke. I'm not talking
Coca-Cola.
About Coca-Cola.
Coke. Well,
that was great.
That got awkward.
We talked about the Polar Bear movie, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
That's good.
I'm excited about that.
That's a good movie.
I saw that last night for the
oh,
first
time.
Oh, you
did?
Yeah,
did you like
me
it?
And me and daughter. Me and daughter watched it. Me and my daughter watched it. Yeah, no.
This is a good movie.
I mean, she always replays the snowman.
Yeah.
When Olaf comes in. And
Olaf
always,
is fucking hilarious.
I love Olaf. And
I still
then,
haven't seen it.
I like when she goes to put the nose on him and shoves it through and he's like, oh, it's amazing. And he like plays with it. And he's like, it's so little. And then she shoves it through all the way and he's like, oh, I love it more. It's fucking amazing. I love that part. I crack up.
It's a good movie.
Him and the moose.
Yeah, the moose was great too.
When he at the end, when he sneezes and the carrot goes in the moose. died laughing. It's a good movie. Like, if you're a grown up, it's still funny.
You guys gave me shit for that when I first brought it up. I was like, oh, you're liking all the 5-year-old stuff, right?
I didn't do that. I didn't give you shit.
Let me just say that I still have not seen it, and I am the one who gives
it
you
might
shit.
Have, it might have Watch been it. Ben and Nick. I don't know if you were, might have not been on that
probably
podcast.
Wasn't.
But yeah, they were all giving me shit for it. It was a good movie, right?
Well, I have an excuse because I have a daughter to watch it, but it's still
it's not
like
I went to the movie theater by myself. I was with an accompanied 5-year-old. Right. Thank you very much. But it was a good movie. I guess.
Yeah, even for adults, it's hysterical.
Yeah.
It's very funny.
Yeah. Why is everyone fucking looking at me?
Because you're the one talking shit.
No, I'm just getting my fucking water bottle. I haven't talked shit yet.
You were talking shit.
Ben was talking shit. Ben always talks shit.
Mm-mm. Great. That's a lie.
Disturbing noises for all the podcasts to hear again.
That was him gargling cum.
I'm really curious what these pop filters do in terms of editing.
If I go pop, 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 you don't get that.
Well, no, I know that's what they do, but I wonder what other stuff. Because they're also supposed filters. To get the sound of saliva in your mouth. Probably not.
That that'd be awkward for the listeners because it's just 5 seconds of silence. if that cancels it out for real. They're all like, what are they doing?
I don't get it. Why'd they just
other than that, it'd be more awkward if they actually heard all of that.
Yeah, I keep bumping the mic. I'm not sure which one's worse.
Yeah. I don't know, but
that time right there, we were just doing it again.
No, we weren't.
Let me cover up the awkward silence in whatever way I can.
Okay, whatever. All right,
so I think I fixed Joey's problem with hitting his mic. Do you keep hitting your stand or your pop filter?
I keep hitting the pop filter.
Do it like Ben's.
Well, I don't want to move it around now, but I think that's what we're going to do next podcast. Yeah. Maybe put some zip strips on it, too.
Ours looks more professional. Ben's looks...
Yeah. Ben's looks kind of retarded, but his is probably situated better. Yeah. Again, here we go talking about shit nobody cares or can even see anyway.
I had a fucking list of topics I wanted to get to, and as soon as I walked in your door, I was like...
See, that's why I started writing them down, because the first couple of podcasts, I was like, yeah, I'll remember that. Nope.
That happens to me at work.
You go full stupid.
It happens to me at work. We have a cooler where all of our vegetables are. I go in there and I grab vegetables to chop up and shit. Our dough is in there. Some of our meats are in there that are already cooked and just sliced and ready to go. Literally, I'll be making an order and then another order will pop up and I'll be like, all right, I got to go in the cooler and get this. And I'll walk in the cooler. As soon as I open the door to the cooler and step through that threshold, it's completely mind fuck. I sit there and I stare at everything. I'm like, why the fuck did I come in here?
I found out there's a reason for that. Why that happens when you walk into a new room.
Please tell me the
they
reason.
They did some research. I probably can't even find the paper on it because I read this years ago. That the way your brain stores memories and thoughts is it segments it into metaphorical rooms.
Uh-huh.
So when you walk to a different room, it's like you're entering a new memory space.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
And so you walk through the room, you're like, well, fuck. And that's why when you walk back, as soon as you get back to where you are, you're like, oh, right, that's what I needed.
I do that all the time, too. Yeah,
it's because the way your brain compartmentalizes. Fuck,
oh, that's
talk.
A big word.
Yeah, I know. Thoughts and stuff is like my rooms like that. So when you walk through a door, it's like, oh, wow, I'm a new person. Who am I? What's my name?
True. So
that's how that happens. Now you know.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. Education. There we go. Educating people on the podcast again.
Just imagine if you went into, say there's 10 rooms and each room had a freestyle Coke machine. Every fucking Coke machine would be a new experience. Like, oh my God, what is this? How do you use this?
I don't think it works like that,
I'm going to push all the buttons.
Those are the shittiest machines, though. I mean, don't get me wrong. I love them because of what they can do. But, the buttons, they don't fucking work.
No.
We live in an age where, you have an iPad and it works instantly. You push the button and the button works.
Mm-hmm.
And those things, it's the slowest fucking touchscreen ever. And then you push a button for the soda and a different button for the ice. And it's just complicated and confusing.
But you just have to realize that there are 1,001 fucking idiots who are punching the fucking screen. That's and that's true. Why it's so hard to fucking get
They could
down.
Make responsive screens that still deal with idiots punching the screen.
No.
Yes, they can.
Yeah, they probably can.
No, because you got those rednecks like, I hit the button twice, it's not coming out.
Oh, God, I went to the air show this weekend.
Speaking of rednecks, no, I'm kidding.
No, that's where I'm going with this.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I got some really fucking awesome pictures, which eventually I'll post.
Because
I had, I have the nice camera and I could get...
Not awesome pictures of rednecks, awesome pictures
of
planes.
The planes, doing tricks and getting super fucking close that you can see the little bit of space between them. Really fucking awesome. And I really want to fly in a fighter jet now.
Don't do it.
I want to do
Joe,
it.
Joe, you'll die.
I want to do
you'll
it.
You'll die instantly.
I will do so awesome.
You'll get in the cockpit and the jet will explode. Be like, get the fuck out of me! Sorry, hit the mic again.
It's okay. No, I was just going to say that for like the tricks and stuff.
Yeah.
Because my grandfather on my mom's step, or no, not stepsister, cousin, I don't know. One of my cousin's dads, so he's like my grandpa, was a 4-star Air Force general. So maybe he could get me on a plane because that would be totally awesome.
You've never been on a plane, Joe?
I've been on a plane, but not on a fighter jet.
Yeah.
That does tricks. No.
Jinx, show me a Coke.
Sorry, I don't have a Coke.
You got Pepsi?
I have little tiny 7-Ups.
Yeah, fuck it. I already got Sprite.
Oh, yeah, but anyway, as I was leaving, there was this like large family of rednecks. Every one of them had their shirts off, a beer in hand, completely sunburnt. Like, but only from the neck up.
Yep.
It was like, wow, this is America. That was the most pro-America event ever. I was like, damn, I want to sign up for the Air Force, wear an American flag, and sing the national anthem. That's what I want to do right now.
Chant USA
and eat
all
a hot
the time. USA, USA.
Yeah. That was cool. I want to go again. The Blue Angels are coming in like April or something.
All right, I have a question.
Okay.
I got a message on Facebook.
Yes!
From the Reverend?
Reverend
Thank
Father
you! Oh
Victor
my God,
Dickman?
So it's fake. It's fake.
It's got to be fake.
Reverend Father Master Dickman.
Yeah, it's probably his name.
It's like Reverend Father Victor something.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Here.
Look it up and then link dump it.
Yeah.
But the message said something about how he has so much money and how he's giving it away because the Lord told him to. Literally.
And he's dying of cancer.
Yeah, he's dying of cancer and he has to give this money away. And he's like, I'm giving it away to certain email addresses linked to these accounts.
No.
Don't talk. Shut up. And then he was like, I want you to do 3 things with it. 1, give it to charity. 2, benefit yourself. And 3, something else. I don't fucking remember. And he kept going on and on. I didn't read all of it. I just skimmed through it. And don't talk, Joey. And then I replied. Or you want to read it out, and then I can tell him what I replied?
Yeah, hold on. Who posted it? Cheetos?
I don't know. I got a message. Like, it was a message to me.
Somebody posted the message.
I don't know. I didn't do it.
I don't know, because his page is deleted now.
Whose?
The Reverend Father.
Do you think he probably deleted it from...
He probably was deleted for spam.
Well, obviously, yeah, but... Do you think he's still on my messages?
We got this.
Ah, I still have his message.
Oh, you did?
Oh, deleted. The whole message deleted.
Rev Father Frank Victor. I have it.
You have the whole message?
I do.
All right, so his name is Reverend Father Frank Victor, and it was spelled really weirdly.
It's not even peace. It says peas, P-E-A-S, be unto you my beloved. I am Reverend...
Is this really long? I don't want to like read the whole
thing.
Yeah,
it's 83. He's... Holy shit.
83 dying of cancer, has so much money, he's giving it away.
$760 million.
And to like call his... It's like that the old Nigerian prince... I have all this money, but I need $5,000 to access it, and then I will bring it to America and give it to you. Which, by the way, that was an Explosum video that I was talking about, the Explosum shorts?
Yeah.
All right, you guys got to put your phones down.
Hold on.
I'm trying to get...
Guys!
Hang on, I'm trying to
One part is for you, second part is for the motherless baby homes.
Yes.
Third part is to invest in a good business that will bear my name and manage by you.
All right, and this is... it's kind of like... I'll just... briefly put what I put or briefly say what I put, and I was like, I basically said, sorry Father, but if this is real, I'm an atheist and you're barking up the wrong tree. Like, give that money to somebody else, they'll use it better.
Wow. All right. Oh.
But good for me though, because I could have taken that money if it was real and been like, fuck you.
Yeah, that's true. You were being a nice person, right?
Yeah,
he was dying of cancer anyway.
Yeah,
it's not like he's gonna know what we do with the money.
I mean, he could come back and haunt the shit out of me.
way to be a dick.
Fuck him.
But yeah, that was really, really weird. Let me get the topic list back up.
Might have to bleep that out.
Well, I didn't hear what you said.
You'll find it.
You said Reverend something, and he's like, he's dying anyway. I was like, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, that's going to have to
bleep
that.
You might get that one. I don't know.
Still,
no, not any
still
better.
Bad?
Not okay.
Yeah. It's really, well, never mind. I'm not even going to get on that topic. We'll just stay clear.
That's going to be a good bleep, because it's going to be like, you bleep. That's not even better.
Sometimes it's better just to bleep it out than to delete it, because it makes it funnier.
Let me be very clear. Ben likes
I'm sorry, but that was still like one of the funniest podcasts.
I think it was even better bleeped out, though, than what we were saying. Well, like, what we were saying wasn't all that exciting.
Yeah, it wasn't even funny.
No, it's really not funny, but the beat makes it funny.
Okay, so last week we talked about Skrillex's new album. Have you guys actually listened to it yet?
No,
did not.
I listened to it. I was disappointed. There was like 2 songs I don't know. Like, it's like pop music now.
Really?
Yeah, with like a little bit of rap in it. And it explains why Daniel likes it so much. He's posting it like every fucking day. Like, I don't care that you're listening to the Skrillex album 4 days in a row.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
work every day and he is blaring it. Like, I don't listen to it, but I hear it.
It's not that good. It's very Daniel music, and I don't like Daniel music.
Well, do you like Issues?
I don't know. Oh, is that a song on the album?
No.
No, Issues, the band.
Oh, I don't know.
You would probably not like them if you don't like... I haven't heard the new Skrillex album, but the way you're talking about it, you probably wouldn't even like Issues.
No.
Okay.
No. Thanks not even me. Relatable.
No?
Well, you said you haven't heard the new Skrillex album either.
I haven't listened to it, but Daniel plays it all the fucking time. Yeah. Drives me insane.
Is it like Backstreet Boys with a little bit of rap?
No, it's like more rap pop stuff. I don't know what the
So it's not even like Skrillex.
It's not very Skrillex-y, no. Yeah, I know. It was kind of a disappointment.
It's like, imagine the Bangarang EP on Jamaican crack.
No, that sounds really good. Yeah, no, this is not that.
Because Bangarang was a badass song.
I love Bangarang, and even that Jamaican song, he...
Bangarang. All right, how about meth? It was like Bangarang on meth. Meth, not even once.
I don't know. I mean, meth, Bangarang still sounds pretty good.
Still sounds pretty good, yeah.
I'm not sure where you're going.
Oh, yeah, meth sounds good, Joey?
Yeah. Hey, I can't drink, but all the laws say I can't do meth. So I don't have, like, I can wait till I'm 21, but I'm not going to wait forever to try meth. Come on, fuck you guys.
Jesus Christ.
That's a joke. I don't do meth.
Don't ever do it.
No,
I've witnessed somebody do meth.
I was going to say, I think I know the same person you're talking about, yeah. So, yeah, we know somebody who's done meth, by the way, guys.
I lived with this person that did meth.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. I wasn't going to get that much detail, but yeah, you did. Mm. Yeah. Okay, so anyway.
Are we talking about male or female?
Does it matter?
Or both.
Do we really even know?
Is it that one?
Yeah.
Okay. Because at first, there was a female that was questionable.
Yeah. All right. Now we're getting like all vague and annoying at the same time.
Yeah. Sorry. Uninteresting. All right. Uninteresting.
That's okay.
We can just cut this part out.
No, it's okay. I want to keep it.
Fuck it.
Yeah. No, we didn't do anything that revealing.
No.
That was the most generic thing. Well, they know it's either a boy or a girl. And that at one point in time they lived with you. You've lived with a lot of different people.
That
you
is very true.
That does not narrow it down at all.
No.
An interesting thought just crossed my mind.
What's that?
On the podcast, no one knows you're naked.
It's true.
We're all naked right now.
Yeah, I thought that was just kind of assumed. Man. I wrote that in the description. Nobody fucking read that?
No.
Like, warning naked while recording? No?
No.
No.
Seriously?
No, I've never seen that.
Why didn't you actually read the podcast? Maybe
people actually podcast with clothes on?
What's that?
Yeah, I heard Rooster Teeth does, but they only do it because they do the video. But back when they did the audio, they just did them naked.
Yeah, it makes sense.
We secretly live in a nudist colony.
Yeah, we do.
That's a lie.
It's just this house.
Okay, we haven't talked about the ghost pepper hot sauce that I got yet.
Oh, shit. I was trying to avoid that for so long.
Yeah, we're going to try it. And it turns out, me and Ben went to my grandma's house.
Turns out a teaspoon is really fucking big.
Yeah, so we're doing 1/8 of a teaspoon is what we're doing. And even that's the size I had in mind, which is still kind of a lot for the ghost pepper. Anyway. Me and Ben went to my grandma's house for dinner like 2 nights ago.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out my grandpa eats peppers, like really hot peppers, like no
chili
problem.
Peppers.
No, like
habaneros,
like habanero and all sorts of other
probably
peppers,
ghost
like
peppers.
Way more intense than what we do. He said he doesn't like the flavor of ghost peppers and he doesn't like the flavor of habanero peppers, but they're not that spicy to him. So I'm going to try to get him. We might actually end up going to their house to record that awesome life, and then we're all going to eat it, and then he's going to eat it.
And so make us all look like little bitches.
All right. I'm down with that.
Yeah. So that's going to be awesome.
And I'm sitting there crying and sweating, pouring a gallon of milk in my mouth.
He also told us that dry bread is the secret. Works even better than milk. Just take dry bread and eat it, and it absorbs all the spicy oil stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So anyway, the way we're going to do it is we're going to basically all sit at a table with my grandpa, and we have two cameras. I'm going to use my dad's and mine are the same camera, but, you know. There's two of them.
Right.
Anyway.
Okay.
So, and we're going to record us, and then we're just going to see who can go the longest before they drink the milk or eat the bread.
Oh.
And my my grandpa is probably going to kick our asses.
Grandma will probably kick our asses.
Grandma might too. Grandma seemed like she ate peppers, but I don't know.
All right.
But I think she's going to record for us, so that'll be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for this. When is this happening?
I don't know. Probably this weekend or something? No, I'm going to Myrtle Beach, but soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe the following weekend.
Okay.
I'm going
then we can all have dinner
because
my grandma's an awesome cook.
Yeah, yeah,
hey, Grandma.
Yes. Shout out.
She said she wanted to listen to the podcast. Really was not
thrilled
about that.
She didn't like some of the adjectives you used in one of your statuses.
You saw the status about the woodpecker, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So for the last like 2 weeks, there's a woodpecker that flies outside my window and just knocks on the neighbor's gutters.
Oh, wait, yeah, and you said, when did we have woodpeckers?
Since when did we have woodpeckers in Florida? Fuck. Apparently, they're very common. This is the first I've ever seen a woodpecker in Florida.
Right.
And every morning for like 2 fucking weeks, it just wakes me up right at 9 o'clock, banging on the fucking neighbor's gutter thing. And it's like fucking annoying. Sometimes he does it during the middle of the day, and it's like, God, shoot, I can't stand him. I don't have a gun.
Make one.
And so I recorded it, and then I posted it on Facebook, and it said, fuck this bird. And then my grandma did.
Oh, that. Yeah, I did see fuck this bird. Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know that was like a legit video from you.
It was a legit video from me of right outside my bedroom window.
Oh, wait, you have a video of it?
Yeah.
I didn't see the video.
Of the audio.
I thought it was like one of like a random like a video of like, this happened here, and you're fuck this bird.
No, this happened outside my fucking window.
That's awesome. I'm going to watch it now.
Yeah. And we're good?
I think
we're
so.
We're good. Are we recording? Yeah, we're recording. Okay.
Woo!
Back from size shit break. All right, so I pulled up the video. And I'm going to actually switch my microphone now onto like better listening mode for like far away, so we can hopefully pick this up on the mic. All right.
I mean, it's gonna be in the
link dump
anyway. It's gonna
be weird. So don't talk because the audio is all goofy now.
Right.
So we'll just. Okay. So anyway, here it is. Although you can react to the video. Right. There's the bird. Wait for it.
Oh my god!
It sounds like a freaking machine gun.
Yeah. And then he does that periodically, like every 5 minutes.
Holy shit. Bro, I would shit my pants.
I would hide under my bed.
And that's how I woke up like every morning for 2 weeks in a row. So that's why my status was fuck this bird.
Oh my god. Like literally, the first time that would have happened, I would have dropped to my floor and just fucking crawled out of my room down into the basement.
I thought it was construction. I thought it was like somebody was jackhammering at 9 in the morning. And I'm really, honestly, I say 9 in the morning, I'm lucky if it's 9 in the morning. It's usually when the sun comes up.
Shit.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I would have shot the bird. Yeah. Get like a fucking rubber band and a paper clip and just...
Then I have to get out of bed. That's the problem. But yeah, no, I should. But it'll just come back.
It'll help you in the long run. If you hit that thing with a paper clip and a rubber band, that thing is not even waking up.
Wow. All right, Sue. Yeah.
No, make a freaking, like...
My grandma said to throw a rubber snake on the roof. So it, like...
That's smart.
Makes sense.
That is smart.
Yeah. My grandma's from Tennessee. She knows shit like that. What are you looking at me like that for?
Somebody's phone just vibrated really loud.
Ben.
Damn it, Ben.
We've been doing this for 13 fucking weeks. We are now 3 months into this. 4 months. No, 3 months into this. Math, right? 3 months.
3 months.
Yeah, 3 months.
I don't know.
And we're 3 months into this. And you've been on every podcast. You know better.
Oh, whoops. Wow. This is the first time it's ever happened, and it's because I sent that text out for work.
Right. Okay. All right.
Ben,
so I have a legit.
Put the water bottle down. Put the water bottle down.
But now we have
silent this way possible, preferably.
All I hear is the plastic popping on it.
Okay, why? I'm looking at the topic list and everybody stops talking.
I was just trying to figure out what the fuck you were doing.
I'm trying because the topic list is on the same device as the recording, so you know.
Damn, that woodpecker's loud.
That it's seriously something.
Oh, all right, good job, and we're back
again.
Yeah, go us.
Yay!
So where were we talking?
Woodpeckers. I think it was about it.
Yeah, okay, where are we moving on from woodpeckers, guys? Seen any movies lately?
No.
But I
have been watching Arrow.
You want to talk about Arrow for a bit? You like Arrow.
I do. Because they're on the second season, and it has Deathstroke, and he is my favorite villain in the DC universe. He's my favorite. So in case you don't know who Deathstroke is, he's got the same kind of like super soldier serum inside of him that Captain America does, but he has a healing factor. And so he's basically like a badass Wolverine.
Mixed with Captain America.
Minus the claws.
Captain America and Wolverine had a kid.
Basically. But no claws. Weird. But instead he has a katana and a fucking assault rifle.
That's weird.
How much more badass can you get?
I thought it was a bastard sword.
Claymore.
Oh. Cool.
It started off as a katana. Eventually switches to a claymore.
I don't really watch that much TV. I just watch Netflix in the background. But Netflix has become a problem for me because of... They've done it for a while now where at the end of each episode, you know, they say, hey, watch this episode now. And you either wait 10 seconds and it plays it or you click it.
I think it stops it periodically. Like after every 10 episodes, it doesn't play it again.
No, I think
to
it's
make
only
sure
like
you're watching.
3 or 4, but yeah.
You've been watching this show for 16 hours straight. Do we need to call help?
Yeah, something like that. But now they've started doing it with movies too, where they're like, hey, you like this movie? Well, here's this other movie you might like. It's starting in 30 seconds.
Oh! You
and you're like, fuck. Well, that does sound good. I do kind of want to watch that movie.
I thought it was just like TV episodes where it like goes in a row. You're talking that's about what, movies well, that suggests one and then plays it.
It used to be
it.
That way, where it did it with just the TV shows. Right. And that was bad enough. Because okay, well, one more episode. Now it's doing it with fucking movies, too. And it's like, I can't escape. Like, wow. All right. This is great. I'm on Netflix for like 24 hours.
It's I'm sorry.
No. But yeah, so that's kind of cool. No.
Awesome. Cool? That's like a complete waste of life. So you'd just be cool sitting there watching it's movies totally forever.
Not helping us that are addicted.
Yeah. No, when I was catching up on Doctor Who, when I first found out about it, it'd be like, oh, next episode starting in 5, 4. And I'm like, okay, I'll watch it.
Yeah, and then it's something later.
I would watch it.
It's cool. I like the name of it. It sounds interesting. Click.
Yeah.
Watching.
Like, I would watch it until 5 or 6 in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
But that was Doctor Who, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't escape that. Like, you watch that forever.
No, have we talked about Doctor Who yet? I feel like
I don't think we haven't. I don't think we haven't.
I don't think we haven't.
I don't think we have. Yeah.
Clearly, you're an English professional.
I am.
Yeah. Speaking it your whole life, right?
Yes.
no other languages?
Speaking it for 25 years. Should be good at it, right?
Yeah. You'd think so. But I know all sorts of like adults who are like in their 40s and they still don't know how to talk English.
Yeah.
Oh my God. There's nothing more frustrating.
Yeah. Or typing. I think we've talked about that before. The adults who like spell the letter Y-O-U-U, like you save 2 letters. It's not.
I know a 33-year-old who talks like that and I want to
smack
it in the mouth.
I know a lot of them. Okay.
Moving on. That was short.
There's lots of awkward silences in this episode.
I was
going to
say something. I forgot.
I mean, I think we're just used to having Joanna with her little side tangent.
Right, and we all had to stop to listen to her 2 cents. Yeah.
Yeah. But now we don't have her,
for the topic list?
Did we ever talk about the Minecraft infinite clock thing? I think we did. The clock that lasts longer than the universe?
No, I didn't hear about
you
that.
With Redstone, somebody built a clock that it...
The Google clock.
It was kind of like a delay. So it took one with 100 zeros after the end's years, one Google years... to open a door. Like, you flip the switch, and that amount of time later, would open the door.
Why would you do that?
Just, he wanted to make the most useless device possible, and what's more useless than something that will never fulfill its goal, because the universe won't even last that long.
That is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did something else, and it was equally as good. This time, he calculated the speed of light in Minecraft and made his character move that fast.
How?
So he like went into this whole description of how the speed of light works and everything like that and how it's a limit of movement forward and whatnot. And then he changed his game speed to figure out the maximum Minecraft block life, which was 60 million meters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest world you can have in Minecraft before you run out of memory.
Okay.
So even though technically it's an infinite world, you're really limited to 60 million meters. However, the circumference of the Earth is only 40 million meters, to kind of put that in perspective.
Uh-huh.
So it's not like you're ever going to hit the end of that 60 million blocks. So, and then it was something like 300 million meters is how far light travels in 1 second. So he was able to travel through the entire 60 million block chunk or meter chunk in 1/5 of a second. And that's how he was able to reach the speed of light in Minecraft.
That is retarded.
So he got 6 frames of different parts in his Minecraft world as he moved that fast.
That's really cool. That's pretty cool.
So yeah, we'll add that link in the link down.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's really neat.
Is that what he does? Is that like
apparently?
His
well,
job?
I think this is only a second video, but they're really well made videos, and he's got a very nice voice, very calm, very intelligent sounding, and makes totally awesome videos.
So
shout out to that guy. I have no idea what his name is or his channel's called, but cool shit to do in Minecraft.
That's the opposite. He invents shit, realizes shit, does mathematics shit, makes cool shit.
So I just break shit.
I break shit.
Total opposite ends of the evolutionist scale.
Sorry,
evolution scale.
That's what it is.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Hat shifting.
So, I really want to get on this PC and play some Minecraft with you guys.
Yeah,
that does
you
sound do.
Awesome.
And then you'll play Titanfall and welcome to the world of PC gaming.
Yeah.
But can we get the cool little hand thing that you have?
Orb Weaver?
Yeah, that thing.
I'll think about it.
Those I'm actually just going to use a controller.
How much are they?
120.
That really?
Yeah.
That's expensive as fuck.
It's kind of expensive. And you know, it's not like necessary.
Yeah, that's not... No, fuck that.
So I might get you guys just like $40 keyboards.
Or just
I'm
give me a fucking Xbox controller.
Just going to
use
a controller.
I'm literally going to use a controller. I'm going to get you guys a mouse and keyboard.
Oh, well, yeah.
And I will buy my own controller and use that.
For shooters, it's better with a mouse and keyboard.
Trust me. You'll get your ass handed to you if you try to use a controller on a shooter. Like, you won't get a single kill.
It's not even fair then. I have no experience using a mouse.
You'll get it. Yes, you do. Use a mouse all the fucking time.
Really? No. Yeah. I use a fucking finger sensor pad on a Mac.
You'll get it, trust me.
They even have those on PCs now. They're finger sensors. I don't use a mouse. I haven't used a mouse in years.
You'll catch on. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I caught on to using a mouse pretty fucking quickly.
Trust me. It's way better than controller. There are some games that you play with controller, like any third-person game or like top-down game, anything like that. Platforms, controllers are good for. But first-person shooters, mouse and keyboard. Some of them don't even support controller, so you're fucked. Sorry. You'll get used to it. Don't worry.
Just Cause 2 is a game you can play with a controller.
Yeah, that's one I always play with the controller, because that's really an Xbox port anyway. Yeah. Same thing, Grand Theft Auto, you'll play with a controller.
Yeah. But not first-person shooters.
Not first-person shooters. You'll just always get your ass handed to you every time.
I don't like this. I'm a first-person shooter guy.
Yeah, suddenly, Sai doesn't want a PC anymore.
Well, you're taking my controller away from me. Yeah.
Don't worry, you'll like this a lot more.
Yeah, you'll be okay.
I hope I do.
Yeah. So we'll get those, and we'll do some awesome Let's Plays and all sorts of different shit.
Because I'm a badass FPS.
Yeah.
I am.
But you need to be a badass FPS.
Oh, my fucking mouse. I don't know if I can do that.
You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm scared.
Yeah, and then you change your weapons with the scroll wheel.
Yeah.
No, that's too much.
No, it's so easy.
I'm freaking out. The Xbox controller is way more complicated than a mouse and keyboard. I know it is.
More complicated?
Yeah. Because you have bumpers, triggers, two joysticks, you got a fucking directional pad, you got four buttons.
You have, like, 50 buttons on a keyboard.
Yeah,
like
but
30.
You only use, like, the four to move around.
Yeah.
And then you have...
And then the Q, the E, the Z, X, C, and V, R to reload, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 to switch to
the
weapons.
Too much.
Need to drop your Titan.
Too much. I'm going to hit random buttons that don't fucking exist. I need a controller.
It tells you what buttons to hit, though.
Yeah.
No, I know it tells you what buttons.
You'll figure it out. You're getting all stressed up for nothing.
I'm going to be a sissy about it. I don't care.
I'm gonna be a girl. I'm gonna throw my keyboard at the wall.
We'll get
the indestructible keyboard.
No, you get me $5 keyboards that break, and you can just replace them because I will shatter a keyboard
that.
Twice.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with a monitor because you can't have a nice monitor. Like me and Ben are gonna get some nice monitors. You're gonna get
I won't break a monitor. Yeah, I've already broken one TV, but
so
I won't.
You're gonna throw the fucking keyboard through the monitor.
I've seen you punch your laptop monitor before.
Okay,
I
can we get like plexiglass to put in front of the TV or something?
That we might be able to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Make like a plexiglass case for all the size equipment.
Yeah. And just drill it to the ground.
Don't do that because I will break something else that is way more expensive.
We'll just plexiglass the entire fucking room.
The only thing we'll drill.
I'll throw one of you through a window.
We'll drill two little holes in like his equipment so he can put his hands in. But other than that, he can't really move around.
You can't really pick anything up. You can't
punch
anything.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. My anger will get the. I will literally.
And then
implode.
What we'll do is we'll like lock his hands in there so he can't pull them out either.
My body will implode. Like, I won't be able to take it. My mind will melt out of my ears.
Oh, there you go.
The anger will just rage inside of me. I'll be like, God damn. Dead.
Yeah. Well, that'd
be that's
fun.
That. I don't know what it is with me today, but like my throat has been like super tight. I feel like I have to clear my throat
all
the time.
Dick you've been sucking.
Yeah, probably.
So you're not going to jump in with it?
No,
really?
I got
Come
nothing,
on.
Man.
It was not.
No, Ben doesn't suck dick.
Okay.
Especially Sai's dick being their brothers, and that would be weird.
Even if Ben did suck dick, it would not be my dick. I would not let him suck my dick.
Exactly.
Even
if they were both
gay.
I would
not let any man suck my dick.
Yeah. But even if they were both gay, it would still be weird because.
Sorry. I knew that was going to happen until I was like, uh-oh.
The time slows down. That was the little like pull handle on my cabinet drawer there that Sai just pulled and then dropped.
Sorry. It's the alcohol. If I had alcohol, I would be calm right now. I'm a little fidgety.
Get some Adderall. You had Adderall at one point in your life.
I did.
Oh, that was funny. We're probably going to have to cut this. But at UCA, one of the guys on my team was like, we've just finished warm-ups. We're downstairs getting ready to go on. He goes, all right, who needs Adderall? And we're like, what?
Bro, I would have been all in that.
I don't see why you need to cut that out at all.
Yeah, no.
That's a very legitimate question.
Yes. That shit helps you focus. And you take Adderall during a competition. You take Adderall tumbling. You take Adderall stunt. Like, you are a beast.
See, I'm terrified because I naturally don't think about my tumbling, and that's how I hit it. Like, if I think about it too much, I'll freak the fuck out.
Do yourself a favor and take Adderall one time, man. Like, at a practice.
You make it sound like I'm doing, like, super hardcore drugs.
They're not. It's
Adderall.
They give you Adderall.
You get
Adderall.
A prescription. You go to the doctor and say,
I can't focus.
I can't focus. I can tell for a fact you can't focus.
Yeah,
cannot.
That's true.
I cannot. Neither can you. You're even worse.
I know, but
none of us
I legitimately
have
it. I've been diagnosed.
Yeah, I know. You do for sure. I had Concerta Well, something else. I didn't like it that much.
I didn't like it. Concerta, like Stratera. I went through all of them.
Yeah. And so, anyway, point being, we could all get legitimate prescriptions for Adderall. So go get a legitimate prescription, take it, and you'll feel a difference.
See, literally, we should all take one Adderall before one of our podcasts.
To see how it goes.
You talk so much, and you can talk in a, like, on one certain subject for hours.
Wow, we could have an entire podcast without any tangents.
Oh my God, we could.
That'd be so great.
No, I'm not even lying, because I used to take Adderall, like, constantly. Like, every day of my life, I took Adderall.
Because he was prescribed. Let's make that
very clear. No, I was prescribed.
I had a legitimate prescription for
Adderall. I legitimately was diagnosed with ADHD, so they gave me Adderall. And the only thing is, you don't eat. Like, yeah. It really doesn't make you hungry at all.
And that's why my doctor didn't want to put me on Adderall, and she put me on the other stuff. Because even though it also made me not eat, it was less so than Adderall.
Right.
And I'm already really skinny. I'm only 147. Like, I've gained 5 pounds. A month ago, I was 142. So I'm actually doing pretty great, but I'm still only 147.
But how tall are you?
6 feet. So that's
just
dangerous.
To put that in perspective.
So yeah, I'm supposed to be, I think my target weight's like 160.
I'm 5'6" and I'm 155 pounds.
Right. And Ben's not fat by any means.
I'm not saying my weight.
So yeah, anyway, I'm really skinny.
But 5'9", 183.
I've been drinking, eating sad protein face. Stuff again.
Yeah.
Good.
Bulk up.
Just in time to be done cheering.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I might get back on Adderall now so I can skinny down.
Oh, there you go. Does it keep you from drinking? It should, because aren't you not supposed to mix it?
Well, but I don't think I did drink when I was on it, to be honest with you.
That's what I'm saying. You know, maybe you're drinking to like compensate for your ADHD-ness. And
I think the reason you didn't drink while you were on Adderall is because you were too young to drink at the time.
That's true. You were not. You were only like 18, 19 back then?
Sorry, I yawned. That's not true, because I did get a prescription. When was it? I was dating Jordan still.
Okay, so that would have only been like 22, 23, so you would have been able to drink.
Yeah, I was able to drink, but I don't think I did on it. I think I did a couple times.
Yeah, well, Florida just
put medical marijuana on the ballot.
Put medical right. marijuana on the ballot, and I don't know why I related these two now that I'm actually thinking about what it is. A Florida judge declared that IP addresses cannot be used to identify people in Florida.
Nice.
So it's kind of, I mean, that's been the general consensus kind of all over the place, but now somebody actually from Florida made that decision
good.
Also.
That's cool. Good.
And somehow I related that to medical marijuana being on the ballot. So I was like, oh, wait, never mind. Those have nothing to do with each other.
No.
So. Yeah. But yeah. So I'm pretty sure that with all
that's
going to
be a really weird segue there in the middle.
But I'm sure with like all of our breaks and pains from cheerleading and all the athletic stuff that we've done in the past that we can easily get prescriptions for that too.
Oh, yeah. I was on
not saying that we want to recreationally use weed.
Well, I didn't actually even say it, but now I'm going to say it. I was just about to say I was on Viagra.
I thought that's where you're going with it. I stopped. I was like, did he really just fucking say that?
If you have an erection lasting longer than 4 hours.
I was on Vicodin because I had surgery on my mouth. Did nothing for me.
No?
Nothing.
Really?
It was like taking sugar pills for me.
Wow.
That and sucks. That was like the third thing they put me on. First, they put me on codeine, the Tylenol with codeine.
Done
did nothing
shit.
For me. Then they put me on Oxycontin.
That didn't do anything?
Didn't do anything.
Wow.
And then they put me in Vicodin. Also didn't do anything.
It was like hydrocodone. Hydrocodone worked for me.
Maybe it was hydrocodone. Might have been that. I think it was hydrocodone. It wasn't Oxycontin. It was hydrocodone.
Okay.
And it was prescribed for my
mouth. Oxycontin should have put your ass out.
Because I was in so much pain. Seriously, like taking sugar pills for me. I don't know what it was or what it is about me, but when I take pills, nothing.
Really?
Yep.
Pills work for me. So well, I mean, that's not because a lot of pills don't work for me. Like when I had two root canals in my mouth.
Well, I'm about to get two root canals, and I'm really curious what they're going to give me for that, and it's probably not going to help.
No.
Although, interestingly enough,
we all have terrible teeth.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I actually have nice-looking teeth, sort of. Not really. No, don't. That's a lie. Don't listen to me.
They're cute.
They're white.
Yeah.
Mine are straight.
Mine are kind of straight.
They were.
They were. You know, I had 13 teeth pulled out of my mouth all at the same time.
Yeah, you told us this.
Yeah. Did I tell you on the podcast?
I think so.
Why? Because none of my baby teeth came out on their own. I had to have them pulled out.
Maybe you just told me that. I remember that.
Maybe. I was going to say, I've said it before.
So did they have to pull them, or?
Well, I was 14, and I still had all baby teeth.
That's fine.
And my teeth were also super crooked, and so they needed to put braces on it, and they couldn't put braces on it because
they were baby teeth.
Because they were baby teeth. And it's like, well, great, you move the baby teeth around, but the adult teeth are still in the wrong place. And I'm actually missing, I was just born without them, 3 teeth. So.
That's weird.
Yeah.
That's really
three
weird.
Teeth.
The 2 teeth between my incisors and my canines on both sides, I'm missing those, and one in the bottom. I don't really know where. Yeah,
that's weird.
That is really weird.
And so because of it, there's all this extra room in my mouth, so my teeth kind of just drift apart in weird places. But now they've kind of been brought together. Aww. With braces and stuff.
Good.
They're reunited.
Yeah, they're real friends. So I have 29 teeth. And at one point, I had 13 teeth missing. So that means I had only 16 of my 32 teeth in my mouth at one point in time. So think
That's
about that.
That's shitty.
That's half my teeth. Right? And I don't know, does 32...
Was it the top or the bottom?
Both.
Oh. Sorry, Joey.
It's okay.
Long ago. This was like really very shortly after we met you, or before we met
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was in like 7th grade, and I started cheering in 8th grade, so yeah.
And then so most of his teeth had grown back in.
And then so I did have medicine for that, but they didn't put me on strong stuff like that because I was still pretty young.
Right.
But in like 9th or 10th grade, I had, you know that muscle up at the top of your mouth there, like between your lip and your teeth? You feel it there?
The smiley.
Mine was too big, and it was pushing my teeth apart. Mm. So they had to surgically remove that.
Yeah.
And that's what they gave me all the medicine for.
That just sounds painful.
It was painful, and it hurt, and I couldn't talk, and my mouth bled all the time, and none of the medicine worked. It sucked.
God, that sucks.
Yeah. And then, now, I need two root canals, which is going to suck. They're like $1,100 bucks a piece.
Yeah, no, my insurance helped me out.
My four wisdom teeth are also growing in sideways.
I got lucky. My wisdom teeth are growing in correctly.
Oh, so you don't need them removed?
Never.
Nice. Mine are on the verge of growing in upside down, like, because they're coming from the back. They're actually a little bit higher, and they're moving down towards my teeth.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I need to get those removed, or that's going to hurt bad.
Yeah. See, mine grew in correctly, except one of them ruptured somehow.
Huh.
So they're like,
your appendix?
Yeah, well, no, like, the tooth exploded. And they're like, oh, we need to remove that. And I'm like, what?
Damn.
So I have to get an extraction.
Mm-hmm. Still need it? You haven't got it yet?
No, fuck no. I'm terrified.
No.
I don't care how much it costs. Well, it's just
dental,
painful.
Our dental insurance is pretty good.
Oh, you do
it
have
covered,
good dental?
It yeah. covered half of my both root canals, so both my root canals were only $1,100.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which are... Well, we'll talk about this later. We'll talk about that later. Nobody cares.
Yeah, but the medicine they gave me for... I went in and both my teeth weren't in so much pain, and there's holes in my teeth, so I knew I needed.
Yeah, well,
a root
that's
canal.
What I need the root canals for. Is I've got holes.
Yeah, and mine went all the way down to my gums, and it was like the most intense pain. I couldn't eat anything. I couldn't like get those done as soon as you can because I'd let mine go.
Well, I'm already like 2 years overdue. I needed they're cavities, is what they are. They're just really bad cavities, and I knew like 2 years ago I had them, but I just never got around to doing it. Now I'm like,
mine were so deep that they started an infection in my gums.
Yeah, mine are getting there.
Don't let them get there. Yeah, I know it's the most pain you ever had.
The problem for me right now is the money.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to end up using some of this money I'm getting from USF. Yeah.
Damn.
But I think if my dad's really awesome, he's going to help out. But, and I do have insurance, too. I don't know how much the insurance actually covers.
Yeah. But the medicine they put me on the first time, like before I had the root canal done, was nothing. They put me on like, I said, ibuprofen does not work for me. They put me on like, it's ketoprofen, which is just like ibuprofen with something ketones or something. I don't know what the hell they put in it, but it was nothing. Like, it literally was ibuprofen. Yeah, I was are you shitting me? I said this doesn't work.
Yeah, ibuprofen's a joke for me.
And then I went to the people who did the root canal for me, and I was like, look, they gave me ketoprofen. They're like, oh, we're not giving you that. Trust me. And they gave me hydrocodone, and that shit, it worked.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I also got medicine for my back. I don't remember what it was called. Didn't help.
No?
No.
You're just bad with pills.
Yeah, it's like whatever my liver, whatever handles them, just kind of dissolves them and says, yeah, fuck it.
See, I used to have like a really high tolerance to, alcohol and pills because I had a really bad back injury when I was younger.
that was
great
a really
to say.
Interesting way to put the
smoke weed every day.
Pills and alcohol.
Well, no, because I had a high tolerance to a lot of things, but like I stopped drinking and I stopped. Well, my back got better, so I obviously didn't have any need for pills, but like when I got sick, I wouldn't take any pills, or when I had a headache, I wouldn't take any aspirin. And now like aspirin is like loopy medicine for me.
That's funny. See, although I've been this way since I was little, so it's not like a new thing for me. Seth, what the fuck are you doing?
He's rubbing his nose on the pop filter.
I'm not touching the pop filter. I'm moving back and forth.
So he gets all interested by these new pop filters with his ADD. You know, since we're talking about that.
Oh, well, it does look cool.
Oh, though. My God. Guys, can we just go through one podcast, please?
If you would have let me get my alcohol, this would have been okay, Joey.
Joey, just do it real quick.
I did it. Face. I can see it. It's not that exciting.
He's been looking at the fucking topic list.
Yeah,
this thing all
the
time.
Topic list. I'm just kidding. I have to move over to the side. But I think I'm out of the topic list. The only thing I have left on the topic list that we have not talked about is... Okay, so when I shower...
Oh, boy. We go again. Here we go again with the body wash. Jesus Christ.
No. The last, because you guys take hot showers, right?
Barry. Yeah.
Yeah, everybody takes hot showers.
Oh, wait, time out. Before you start, me and Ben shower. Actually, we only get like 5 minutes of hot water because our water heater is broken.
Oh. It's not broken. It's just
clogged.
Like every, because we have an old one. Mm-hmm. Every few years or so, we need to go drain the deposits in it because there's like dirt and sand and shit that deposits in it, and you got to hook a hose up to it, drain it all out, and then that. But no, I haven't gotten around to it.
My old, at my old house, the big house,
yeah,
we had a water heater that it was like the size of a box, maybe the size of like a computer tower on the outside of the wall, and it just heated up the water
so much that it got hot.
Exactly. It heated up the water just as it pumped through, so you never ran out of hot water. It just instantly heated it up.
Yeah. That's another thing I was thinking about buying, is an electric water heater.
I don't
think
they're that expensive either. I think they're like about standard price for a water heater. Yeah. Plus you have unlimited hot water.
I want that.
Yeah.
Forever. And you never have to clean it.
Right.
I would never get out of the shower.
Exactly.
I love hot showers.
But anyway,
why don't we just get a hot tub?
I have a hot tub, although I don't think it works.
Well, I don't have a hot tub.
Anyway. But you end your shower where you turn it down to cold water. Not like freezing cold water, but just a lot cooler. You feel so much better when you get out of the shower. I don't know what it is, but it like wakes you up and you're ready to go and you feel cleaner for some reason.
Wait, cold showers?
Until you look down and then you're just
ending
like...
ending the last like 30 seconds of your shower with cold water. Just like rinse down one time with cooler
water. Yeah, I've been doing that for like the past 3 months. No, Joey, it doesn't...
Well, maybe it's too cold.
It sucks.
Maybe it's too cold for you guys because you turn it down all the way. I'm just saying,
no,
get it like a little cool.
The water, the heat keeps just moving, so you have to turn the cold water down to where it's nothing but the hot water on, and it's still like, it slowly diminishes and then it's cold.
That's what I'm saying, but if you just for the last 30 seconds and that's it, just turn it down to cold for that part, and not like freezing, just like cool, you feel a lot better.
I think you're retarded.
I think you guys are, your opinion is skewed because you have a broken water heater. Fuck you guys.
It's not
skewed. I like it. It's nice. You podcast listeners, try it and you let me know. Because I'm right. It feels better.
Okay.
Fuck you guys.
Your opinions become fact.
That's true. Exactly. Damn right it does.
Oh, boy.
All right. I'm out of topic list. What do you guys have going on?
Well, let's see what I have going on.
Okay. Ben's bringing out his phone.
A whole lot of nothing. I have a whole lot of nothing. I don't think.
What time is it?
It is 1:48.
Yeah. Wonder how we are podcast time.
Yeah, it's probably like an hour and 10 minutes, hour 15.
Yep. Hour 13. Right in the middle. Mm.
Good.
There's about 5 minutes we have to cut out where I took a shit.
No, so I paused it.
Oh, good. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is pretty good right now.
Yeah. We'll do some nice little wrap-up stuff. And then.
Yeah. You know what I would like to say? I would like to say how great it is to not have Joanna constantly ask, what's next on the list? What's next on the list?
I did it once or twice.
I defended Cy and Joanna in the podcast. Listening to the editing, Ben was totally right, so I apologize to Ben for going against you. You were dead on. It was fucking awful. It was like,
I accept your apology.
Well, I have a list. Well, first on the list, and then says, well, what's next on the list?
Well, it's because
like,
we were getting
well,
so
we
deep
over
into
this on the list, but on the next list, before this on the list, like,
well,
fucking
we were getting so deep into like bad shit. I was like, what's next on the list? Like,
yeah, it was bad. But we even started right off on the first list.
Yeah, that's true.
I was like, god damn.
See, I like when we can just flow topics.
I was going to say, yeah, like today for the most part, we've been very organic.
Well, I'm sorry,
just
but
flow through.
You let Joanna write the topic list down.
We,
like, if
we
had done
known.
It,
I didn't
if we would have done it, we would have organized it to where like, okay, this can go into this,
You're
can
right.
go into this.
We should have known
Joanna was like, this, and then this, and then, oh, we can go back and talk about this. And then, no,
speaking of her, she just sent me a message.
She's probably, I was about to say, she's probably listening to us right now. We're not live.
She said she's sad she's missing it. Can I send her a message back that says we're not?
Yes, please do.
That's just mean. You know she's going to listen to this later. Hey, sending it from the podcast. Ben's taking a Snapchat.
I am. Can I get my middle finger in there? No.
You should like put that on your story too, so it's like live recording the podcast. I think that might be our first in podcast picture.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
This is a benchmark for us. 13th podcast for teenagers now. Now we're taking selfies.
Damn.
Hey. Yeah.
I hate the term selfie.
Why? What would you prefer?
I don't know.
Self-portrait?
Yeah.
Hey, you guys are taking self-portraits? What the fuck is he talking about?
Get away from me.
You know what? I'm going to start calling him that.
Shirt? Self-portrait?
Yes.
It's just somebody taking a selfie and says, self-portrait? I don't know.
I like
we'll
it.
Find a way
like
to make
it
fun.
Or they can
it.
Hold like a picture frame by their face.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Shot.
Or like a mirror and a painting. I don't know. Fuck it.
We'll figure it out. Yeah. But...
I like the mirror and the painting. That was actually pretty intelligent.
Was it?
Because he's looking in the mirror and he's painting. It's a self-portrait. What? Selfie.
Hashtag selfie at the bottom.
Yeah.
No, you know what? I don't want to get into that realm of hashtagging everything.
Yeah.
Like the whole hashtag team hot mess, not feeling it.
No.
Team hot mess, fine. Not hashtag team hot mess.
Yeah.
No. That's too...
They were trying to do like they were doing the hashtag Team Hot Mess, and on the backs it was going to be like hashtag Team Sai, hashtag Team Dan. I'm like, no.
No, wait a too second. Too many you're hashtags. All on the same team.
You've already hashtagged us once. We don't need another hashtag.
You can post the hashtag on places that accept hashtags, but don't put the hashtag on a shirt.
Yeah, that's stupid.
You're just Team Hot Mess.
I can't click that. What am I going to do with that?
Right, exactly. So you're just going to, that's what we're going to do. We're just going to put Team Hot Mess on a shirt and then make some cool design. I don't know.
I like that better.
Yeah. Yeah. So, hopefully I'll have the shirt design done before Joanna hears this, so... Hey, Joanna, we're not conspiracizing against you or anything.
We totally are.
Yes, we are. We are. I wish I didn't have to go to USF because we could totally do a Let's Play.
I want to do a Let's Play.
I even have time to today.
Damn.
Can we always do our podcast at this time so I have time to do a Let's Play with you guys?
It's possible. Let me see how my work schedule keeps working out. So far, it's been all right that we can do it that way, but we'll see.
Cool.
And hey, soon we'll have computers, but again, we just got to find a place to do it.
Yeah.
We might just have to...
How long are we talking?
I would say at most 2 months, probably a month realistically.
Whoop, whoop.
So that's awesome.
That's exciting.
So, and if you guys find a house, instead of me paying the first couple months rent, I just bring computers.
Yay. No, it's true. That might actually happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if we could get a 4-bedroom.
Joanna was talking about getting a 4-bedroom, and I don't want to live with Joanna. I'm sorry, Joanna. I love you to death, but I can't live with 2 more kids.
I was going to say, yeah, Sai's already got a kid.
I got one kid, and that's enough for me. I can't deal with 3.
That's a lot.
I don't think your roommates could deal with 3.
And to be completely honest, since this is going to be kind of like our office, I mean, we're probably getting like really off-topic podcast conversation, but
it doesn't matter.
If this is going to be like an office for us, we don't want to have a whole bunch of kids there and stuff like that.
Speaking of kids, my daughter's here. Can I bring her on the podcast?
Yeah, let's bring her on the podcast.
Riley.
No, we're still on the podcast, but we decided we're going to bring you all a special guest as we wrap up here.
Riley, come here, baby. Hi, baby.
Hey, you want to be on the podcast, Riley? You can come too.
You're okay.
It's okay, Riley.
You're okay. Come here.
Riley just tripped and fell. That's all right. But she has her little windmill.
Hey, do you want to say hi? Look, say hi.
Say hi.
Hi.
Hi, Riley. Do you know what you're doing right now?
You're talking to people.
You're recording a podcast. So say hi. Say hi, podcast.
Say hi, podcast.
Oh,
no, she's not happy right now. She just fell.
That's okay. She's all right, though. You want to say something on the podcast, babysitter?
No,
my sister's been saying she wants to be on the podcast all the time. Now she's camera shy.
Well, don't refer to me as babysitter.
You are the babysitter. That's
what
we
gave you a shout-out.
We already gave you a shout-out. We said, thanks, KP or Kelsey, whatever you want to be called, on the podcast, babysitter.
I said K-Dog and K-Millionaire.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I haven't had that one before.
Okay, so anyway, we can't hear you over there, so you need to come over by the microphone.
That one, not mine.
Yeah. Come talking to the pop filter.
Hi, Pod Filter.
Hi, Pod Filter.
Pod filter.
Wow.
Not even close to the microphone. It's just like way out here.
Yeah. You got to almost be like kissing the Pop Filter.
All right. All right, but... Okay, so if you guys... let's just pop it on the mic. All right, if you guys want to move upstairs for a podcast, filter. We wrap up so we can finish out here.
Say bye.
Bye.
Bye. Don't touch the microphone,
touch
Riley. You just got to like talk at it.
You say hi.
Hi.
Say hi, Pop Filter.
No.
All right.
Say bye.
Well, thanks for coming. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Heavy ass baby.
All right.
I don't really.
I've never seen her eat McDonald's. I mean, I could totally just be
first
inopportune, but except today.
Bye, baby.
I'm so glad that I scheduled my first client at 3:30 and not 3.
Yeah, good call. What time is it?
It's two.
Yeah, sadly, I really got to get to USF, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, did we call it a podcast?
We should call it a podcast.
Yeah. It was good to have a change of pace, because last week was hectic as fuck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too much going on. We need to limit ourselves to 4 people.
Can we just limit ourselves to 3?
Or
I like
3.
This.
I like 3.
I like 3, too.
But I like having special guests every once in a while.
Yeah. I like opportunity for a fourth.
Yeah.
So we need to get a fourth mic.
Yeah, Joanna's getting a fourth mic. Yeah.
So when she can't make it, we'll have special guests sometimes. Yeah. Or just do 3. 3's
or
fine.
Just do 3. 3's fine.
If I lick the pop filter, do you think the mic will pick it up?
Probably, yeah.
Let's find out.
No, let's not find out.
Three's company.
I'm not keeping track of whose pop filter's who, so I don't want to like have Ben's licked pop filter next week.
I'll just write my name in like one of the silver Sharpies.
No. I don't want to do that nonsense.
We can,
but why?
But silver Sharpie, that would look cool. It's like Sai, Ben. Like we signed our pop filters, and when we get famous, we can sell them for charity.
I guess. Okay, yeah. Oh, you want to talk about... I know we kind of talked about Extra Life. Did we talk about it on the podcast, though? I don't think we did.
I don't think we did.
All right. We're doing 2 charity events. We are doing Operation Supply Drop, which is May. I think
it's basically Extra Life, but for the troops.
Yeah.
Instead Word. For kids in hospitals.
And I think I'm going to kind of do my own thing on that. You guys can also do your own thing. But I really want to play through all the Halos back to back on Legendary. And I know you said you didn't want to do that for Extra Life, so I was thinking I was going to take this one and kind of do it myself, but you guys want to come and
hang out.
You can watch me too.
Cause I can jump on co-op, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if now we might actually have the setup by that time. Because originally I was saying let's not do that because we don't really have the setup for it, but we might actually by the time that happens. But I want to run just every Halo game Legendary back-to-back run through. Because I think that would be really cool.
Yeah.
And that would be a good thing to advertise too. It's like, hey, for charity, I'm running through all the Halo campaigns. Better yet, let's do them solo at the same time.
Okay, you play on Legendary, I'll play on Casual.
That's fine.
All right.
I'll play on Beginner because I suck at first-person shooters.
I thought that's what Casual.
Easy, normal, heroic, and legendary. But okay,
there you go.
Easy.
I'll play on normal.
I'll play on legendary, and we'll just go probably through all the way through. Just normal. Solo. Each have our own little like channel stream thing. I think you can have like three different streams on the same channel or whatever for the same charity. And so that's what we'll do, and that'll be really cool to advertise. Me and my friends are playing through all the Halo campaigns on legendary back to back. Come support the troops.
You know
whatever.
What? I'll even step it up. I'll try to play on legendary. Just so I can scream fuck every 5 seconds.
Ben
as I
won't
die.
Even make it past the first level.
I won't.
He won't even make it through the opening cutscene.
Ben, you haven't even fought any enemies yet.
Fuck!
You just keep grenading yourself. Yeah, so we'll do that. And that's coming up pretty soon. I think that's like May 17th?
Yeah, I think so. May 17th or 18th, I think.
Yeah, I want to say it's May 17th because it's the week after.
We're almost to the end of March.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So that's like next month.
It's like a month away. Well, next month is April and then May. Yeah. So hopefully we'll have everything by then, and then we'll be able to do that live stream. That'll be awesome. And then we'll do Extra Life, but that's not until, like, October.
Right.
Yeah. And we're going to do more of a live podcast for that, with gaming also.
Right.
Yep.
So, yeah. Do that. Awesome. Support charity and stuff, because charity's great.
Are we going to have the equipment to do live stuff by then?
Hopefully.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
When's the Extra Life?
Not until, like, October. Okay. We'll probably have our stuff to do, because supply drops a live stream, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Because I have a camera, like a nice camera. I don't know if we can set it up for live stream. I think we can, but we might need a capture card adapter. I don't know, but we'll talk about
it. We'll figure it out.
So Operation Supply Drop, May 18th. And we're not the only people doing that. There's a lot of people doing that. So go
check
support other people
out,
too.
Yeah.
Go support everybody.
It's all about the troops and stuff.
Yep.
Operation Supply Drop. The other one is Extra Life, which we're doing in October. So watch those. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, check out our Minecraft server, minecraft.frostygaming.co.
Or .com.
.com works too. Anyway, but go to .co because that's what we're pushing for. And store.frostgaming.co also to buy shirts and support us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Happy whatever today is. Tuesday?
Wednesday if it comes out
tomorrow. Happy Wednesday, everybody.
Happy Wednesday.
If it comes out when it's supposed to.
Yeah. Last week didn't because I had to edit that story for fucking ever. And I need to, I'm going to applaud myself.
Yeah.
Because there was so much of that story I had to cut out. And I did it in a way you couldn't even tell there were cuts. I mean, sometimes you could, but sometimes I just butchered sentences together and was like, words.
The words.
Great words.
And all right, so,
well,
made a great story.
I didn't even listen to the last podcast, so I'm going to do that.
You should.
Yeah, I'll listen to it.
Because I edited a lot of stuff out, but it still made sense and it was still a good story.
Good.
So. All
right.
Well, yeah. All right.
Let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for watching, everybody.
Watching. Thank you for listening.
Listening.
Thank you for listening.
Later.
Bye, guys.
Ta-ta.